night. If you watched the debate, you saw Tom Brokaw as the moderator. We understand that an old friend of ours claims that he was supposed to moderate that debate and that he's done this in the past. Joining us on the Ticket Hotline is our sports expert from the Paltz newsletter in New Jersey. It's Ribby Paltz. Hi, Ribby.
Hey, my man. Hey, Doggy.
How are you?
Hey, guys. Good.
Good. How are you?
Good. You know, I was supposed to moderate last night's debate, and I was very upset when I got kicked aside by that ass-lipped, mush-mouthed Tom Brokaw.
Hey.
He is highly respected.
That idiot had no control over those two boobs. Those guys just kept talking. They ran roughshod over that hair-lipped man.
Jeez.
So now I am moderating the little talked about and non-promoted fourth presidential debate.
Well,
it's at the Hoboken Community College 2 weeks from now, Junior.
And both have agreed to be there?
Both have agreed to be there. They've agreed in principle. We've set the ground rules. Now, these ground rules I set myself, so that's pretty good. And I have a history of hosting these presidential debates. You know, back in my journalistic heyday, I hosted the famous debate between FDR and Thomas E. Dewey.
You did?
Huh.
The Grover Cleveland Benjamin Harrison debate.
Wasn't that like 120 years ago?
And I also hosted the famous Lincoln Douglas debate.
All right.
Which Joe Biden claims he watched on DirecTV. But this one I get to set the rules for, and both candidates will debate shirtless.
Okay.
They will each have 3 beers in them to make it a little more candid and truthful. It's going to be full-blown open bar, Giorgio.
Okay.
Full-blown open bar. And all questions will involve multiple F-bombs for emphasis. I don't want John McCain using that stupid phrase, my friends. I'm tired of hearing that. Barack can't do all that jive talking, and I know that.
He doesn't jive talk. That's ridiculous.
He likes to do that a whole lot.
Well, Ribby, I think that's unfair.
Yeah.
And I'll ask Barack Obama about his white man.
Why would you ask him about that?
I'll say, Barack, let's talk about your white Obama mama.
What a waste of time.
God rest her soul.
Right. Why are you bringing it? I don't know why. I don't know.
And I'm going to ask John McCain about his old mama, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's still kicking.
Yeah, in her 90s.
I'm
going to
ask him if she's available.
You don't need to be after...
You've got to be, right? I mean, her husband died in the 20s or something, right?
You don't need to be after John McCain's mom.
And I'm also both going to make them get the American flag tattoos across their bare chest to prove that they aren't French terrorists who hate our freedom, George.
Sounds like an entertaining debate, I'll say that.
Yeah, it's going to be full-blown Ribby-esque. That's what it's going to be. And I'm going to ask the important questions. You know, the economy's on a lot of people's minds. I'm going to ask them about the bailout, and if there's any way they could bail out my gambling debts over the last 13 years. I got people after me, George.
I doubt it.
I doubt. Yeah, I lost $2,600 on the Jets this past weekend.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm struggling. But I wish I was really hosting the second vice presidential debate.
Yeah?
I like that Sarah Palin.
You like her, do you?
She's got the pretty. She's got the pretty.
Yeah, she's got the pretty.
And I would love to pull her on some important tissues. I mean, issues.
Oh, God. You're so cheap and transparent.
I'd love to make her debate shirtless with her ballooned and milk-dripping teeth.
Gosh, really?
Do you like that, George?
No, I don't like you talking about a vice president.
2 weeks from now at the Hoboken Community Center.
All right. I'll believe it when
we'll
I see it.
You boys watch it, all right?
Okay. Yeah, all right. See you, Ribby.
Pray for me.
We will. We always do. Here's Ribby Paltz, our sports now political expert. All right, it is 8:45 here on Sports Radio 13.